Later in the week, Paul and Andy drove down from Cambridge to meet with Guido Boni. Robert was glad to see them, but at the lawyer's instructions he wasn't talking about any specifics surrounding the incident, in case they were ever called on to testify. Conversations had to remain general, and Robert stayed pretty quiet. Yet he was naturally curious about the reaction among people he knew at Harvard, and he found it difficult to refrain from asking his friends about it. Telling him not to discuss the case was like telling him not to think about the color red. It was clear to Robert's two friends that the incident and the attention being heaped on him had made him shyer than ever. When he called Guido Boni's office one morning, he hung up after one unsuccessful attempt. "What happened?" Andy asked. "I guess he's not there," Robert responded. "What did they say?" "A secretary just said he's not there," Robert said. "Of course she said that," Andy said. "They're screening calls from the press. Did you tell her your name?" Robert shook his head. "Call back and say who you are. I'll bet he's there this time." Andy was right.